Well, it's that time on a Tuesday as we welcome you back to Crunch Time. We wrap it up. Alex.
By the way, before we start, the Fiesta Bowl just announced PlayStation as their new sponsor.
Really? PlayStation.
If they want to sponsor any of our stuff, I mean,
yes, please.
Well, I'll take a free PlayStation.
Anyway,
I'm just putting that out there in the universe. That's all. To Alshon Jeffrey, I ask.
What are you doing?
If you missed it, Alshon Jeffrey was suspended today for testing positive for PEDs. He gave the same dumb excuse that all athletes give that doesn't actually take any responsibility for taking banned substances, the usual. As a professional athlete, I need to pay attention to what I put in my body. I took a recommended supplement to help inflammation, and it contained a banned substance. So check out what he did there. Supplement is a better word than performance-enhancing drug, which is what he took, or he wouldn't be getting suspended. Recommended means it wasn't even his decision to take the drug, almost like it was being forced on him or something by some insane outside source. Then he follows all of that up by saying, I take full responsibility. No, you don't, because you just didn't.
Nope.
You were in the last year of your contract, and you needed to have a big year to cash in, and you were having a bad one, took something you shouldn't have, and now you're paying for it, being suspended 4 games and missing out on $3.4 million. There is no reason ever that any pro football player should ever have anything put into their body for anything that is not league approved, and you have no one to blame but yourself, Alshon, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You know the running joke where every time somebody talks about 2 million, 3 million, we all say the list of what we would not do for $3.4 million
right.
is minuscule. So, okay, text. Could you send me over that list of banned substances? Okay, got it. There. That long it just took.
That's on it.
To make $3.4 million.
Yeah, the answer is no.
Whoa. To the Pittsburgh Steelers, I ask.
What are you doing?
Don't you people watch Oregon football? In particular, the loss at Nebraska week 3. I get trying to throw an early roundhouse at an opponent and go for 2, but figure it out. Gauge the temperature of the room. There's a lot of points coming. Means if you miss the first 2, it only costs you a point. And the loss to the Cowboys, they never learned. The teams combined for 65 points. Pittsburgh went 0-for-4 on 2-pointers. Even Dallas missed one. It was like in fashion to not learn from anything you're watching, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Crazy. To Carson Palmer, I ask.
What are you doing?
Arizona got a 23-20 win over San Francisco this week. And in the NFL, we all know that a win is a win, so only beating the second worst team in the NFL by 3 is still okay. But leading up to that game, the Cardinals were 3-4-1, and Palmer was asked about their first half of the season and how the team, picked as a favorite to win the NFC West, had played so poorly. His response to that question was, I know people don't want to hear this, but I like where we are right now. Wait, what? I would understand if you were the 49ers or Browns answering that question, but you're not. You went 13-3 last season, and you haven't won fewer than 10 games since 2012. You were supposed to be in contention for an NFC title. Now you only have a slim chance to even make the postseason. Carson, people don't want to hear that because it's ridiculous. They don't want to hear that because where you are at is 4-4-1, and on the outside looking in, as a leader, you aren't supposed to be satisfied until you win it all, right?
Bro.
Because that's not going to happen. So to Carson Palmer, we ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, can't we put the Cardinals in one of those categories where like, yeah, but you're the, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like when things go wrong, well, what'd you expect? You're the Lions. What'd you expect? You're the Clippers.
You're the Browns.
Right.
You're the Bills.
You're the Browns.
Yeah.
To former Giant defensive back Will Allen, I ask.
What are you doing?
Not the Will Allen who played for the Steelers the last few years before retiring, but the knucklehead the Giants drafted first out of Syracuse in 2001, underachieved, aggravated me so many Sundays for his inability to guard people. Well, this rocket scientist indicted on 23 counts for his role in a Ponzi scheme, a $37 million scam. He and his partner, Susan Daub, told people they'd be lending pro athletes money and getting paid back with a jacked up interest rate. Or not. Let's say the loans were either exaggerated or didn't really exist. He entered a guilty plea to 2 charges of wire fraud, 2 counts of intent to commit wire fraud, and more. Charming. as we ask.
What are you doing?
It's a textbook case of fraud to anybody Family Guy
fraud,
joke.
Nice.
All right. To Alex Rodriguez, I ask.
What are you doing?
The guy is the mayor of the tool shed, so you know how we feel about him around these parts. But frankly, he's been great since he retired, as he's become a fantastic analyst. Basically, he's made for TV broadcast, polished, experienced, educated, very good. He's been great. Until the other day, when he decided to steal someone's tweet. So this guy named Mark McGark, which absolutely cannot be his real
Please
name.
Please stop.
I really hope it is. I don't think so. He posted a picture of a guy trying to put a comically oversized board into his comically undersized car. And A-Rod stole the picture, posted it as his own, saying, "Saw this guy outside Home Depot the other day." So A-Rod's billion or so followers thought it was his until Mark called him out on it. Just when we thought you were cool, you remind us that you are indeed a fraud and a loser. Thank you for reminding us, A-Rod, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Stealing a tweet.
He stole it and claimed it as his own. Even did hashtags and stuff and was like,
wow.
Hey, guys, I'm outside Home Depot. Just saw this happen. Really, dude?
That's just tragic.
That's so bad.
I mentioned this earlier, but that's all I got. To Major League Baseball, I ask.
What are you doing?
Again, I use the figure it out theory. It's not the 50s, 60s, 70s, 90s, or even the Red Sox Yankees of the 2000s. So yesterday, they announced their first major 2016 award winner. Regular season ended October 1st, 6 weeks and 2 days ago. All the ballots were in possession of the powers that be since then. What are you waiting for? More attention? This just in. You're getting less. The NBA announces its MVP in the second round of the playoffs. Last year, the NFL said Cam Newton was the MVP the week leading up to the conference championship games. Riding the wave. Logical. Timely. MLB. Get with it, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Hey, by the way, I just want to also put it out there that we'll accept Xbox sponsorships as well. So we're not married to the idea of PlayStation, so you know what I mean.
And
again, I'm just putting this out there in the world.
Wait. Tostitos, Nespa, Fiesta Bowl.
They go.
When, what?
It was the Battle Frog Bowl last year.
Remember that?
All right. Yep. When they sent.
Which is like the third stupidest thing ever.
Justin and I down there. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Tostitos has all dips, chips. Yeah. By the time we left there, it's like, if I ever see another product with that on it for 90 days. It's like, it's all free. It's a beautiful thing. But at a certain point, I like chips and dips as much as the next guy, but it becomes a part of you.
Yeah,
you just see it in your sleep.
You host a party and somebody brings in some queso or something. You just slam the bowl on the ground.
No.
Yeah, Matumbo.